This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay-Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One time only offer.
You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we print everything you need to get your brand in front of your fans? We print banners and signs that help your business stand out. We print postcards and flyers that get people talking. And we print must-have merch, like tote bags, t-shirts, and water bottles. Whether you want a few or a few thousand, we print on everything so that customers can go from noticing your brand to falling in love with it. Right now, new customers can get 20% off with code NEW20. Because if you need it, we print it at Vistaprint.ca.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again to blow up a family.
Perfect.
With great mates.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debates.
Hack, what's going on?
We have a lovely couple today, John and Melissa, and we get to help them plan their honeymoon.
Yay!
Oh my God, my favorite thing.
Okay. Who won the toss?
John.
John gets to go first. John?
Yay.
Yay. What's going on?
All right, guys. So Melissa and I are getting married soon, and I'm trying to plan the honeymoon, and I have 2 kids. From my first marriage.
Okay.
And so I think it's going to be the perfect opportunity for all of us to take a vacation together.
Okay. I'm starting to see a little bit of the problem here. Okay. This is your second marriage then?
Both of our second marriages.
Okay.
And I know so I know this is unusual, but like what better way for all of us to bond as a new family is what I'm thinking. And I kind of think since we're both, you know, getting married for the second time, we should be able to rewrite the rules on the honeymoons a little bit.
I don't disagree with that.
Okay.
The rewriting part.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in your mind, you go to like a beach resort or something and your kids are playing in the pool and you two like run up to the room real quick and... Let me just say this as a guy,
mm-hmm.
There is one thing that we have to get done on the honeymoon frequently.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one thing?
No, but I'm just saying.
The wife.
Right. But like, so do you see having an opportunity to do that or will your kids just be there all the time?
Well, I mean, I figured like, you know, we could do like a paid like excursion thing for them, you know, so then we have time.
Yeah. Kids camps. Okay. I remember
a lot
going
of the
to those.
Resorts have the kids camp.
Or now you could get like a house or something too. You could rent it's never been easier to rent a house somewhere.
Mm.
And then with separate
Airbnb
bedrooms,
it,
you know, yeah.
Like, right. Not just like a hotel.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is, I'm just worried that it's going to send a bad message to the kids if we get married and then like we leave them immediately, you know, since they're so young, they're under 10. I just want them to feel included. Yeah. Yeah. I want them to feel included on the trip and included in our family.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but like when you say that, do you feel like they would go, well, Melissa's taking you. Like,
right.
She just won the battle. She got dad. And, like, you guys just disappear.
Yeah, Yes, that's 100% it. I don't want them to feel like, oh, we're now separate. It's, you know, dad and Melissa, and we're not, like, a family. I want them to know that, hey, we are all starting, you know, this life together.
Okay.
And also, too, I'm worried that this is the only chance we're going to have at a vacation this year. So if I don't take
them, the kids would get no vacation at all if they don't come with you.
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
I think we've let you have ample time here.
Okay.
Melissa, I don't think he's going to have to say much. Yeah. Melissa?
Yay.
Yay.
Explain why you don't want children on your honeymoon.
I mean, are we really even having this discussion?
We are.
Okay.
We're talking
about our honeymoon, though, right?
But, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But do you see his points? Like, that it could be perceived by the kids as like...
Just answer no.
Correct. I mean, I think he thinks people are going to think broader about this, but I think he doesn't know he's about to lose. Our kids and my kids, by the way, we both have kids and they get on great.
Okay.
So we're cool as a family. And, I think he's got a little bit of a worry, and that's fine. 'Cause we're really uniting officially,
okay.
But we've all been hanging out. They're part of the wedding party. Like there's going to be vacation. Yeah. You know, and
no, that wasn't with you. Sorry. I know you just ran.
He's like, but they're young 'cause they don't understand. And you're like, they're young and they need attention. Is that why you, that's on her side?
They're young, yeah. And I wouldn't want them to be against their new stepmom.
Oh my God, no, but we all get along great. And I think I want to keep the tradition of a honeymoon, okay?
Well, you've had a honeymoon already. Sorry.
Not with him.
Right, no, I get it.
Not with John. It would be our first together, you know?
Okay.
I'm excited for our new lives together. I just want to go on a proper honeymoon with my new husband. It should just be the two of us. To be honest, I want to go to a place where it's just adults, no kids at all.
Like, you don't want to be in a resort where you even hear children.
Yeah, you don't want cannonball.
Yeah.
Yes. I just want that swim up bar, you know, sunset, music, and plenty of time for
to
just
do the
us.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honeymoon is for adults, right?
Let me jump in with a phone number, 303-222-5423. Please call or text, pick a side. Yes, a honeymoon is one thing, but he's kind of right. When you're blending a family.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
When does the blending start?
I don't even know if it's about blending the family. I think like once you have kids, your priorities just kind of have to change. And maybe I'm too strict on this, but like my wife and I don't often get to travel without the kids because we chose to have kids. And so they're part of what we're going to do.
Yes, I want to go somewhere with just my wife.
Yeah.
But
do you ever think it would benefit you to once a year do something?
I do. I do.
But
yeah.
You don't do it.
Because it is hard. It's hard because, I mean, you get maybe one chance a year to do something and you go to, am I going to leave my kids behind and or am I going to take them and give them an experience? And my priorities
and
are to
come back all tan and happy. And they're like, what?
Yeah. My priority is to give my kids a good experience. I don't know that should be their priority on the honeymoon.
Leo, I swam with dolphins.
I know. I really.
Like, what? You did what? Yeah. Why did I go?
Yeah.
Like, I have history with my parents getting remarried.
Yeah.
But we were older. And I really do think it's possible, had we been under 10, that it could have beneficial for the blending of the family. And also, a honeymoon is not only about, I know I'm talking to boys. It's not only about the one thing. Like, it is, but like, you kind of get to do that forever. If you're not you, slacker.
Better extend that honeymoon.
Okay, you guys, I think you both have made good cases. Let's put you on hold and we'll get a jury. Don't move. I don't know whose side I'm on because they're so young.
I know, I'm struggling with it too.
But I'm sorry.
Yeah, but is a kid not getting a vacation in a year, is that the worst thing? I mean, there's plenty of years I didn't.
True.
I mean, like 30 plus that I didn't go on a beach or something, you know?
Yeah. I also imagine that they could just go be, like, his kids in particular with their mom. So it's not like they're, really, like, yeah, with a sitter for a week.
There is a thing. It's like, if somebody were to start dating me, if and my kids were still under 10, which they're not.
Right.
I would be like, this is a whole deal. This is a, like, you get me, you get Noah, you get Mia. But I just want you for a week. And it's like, but you don't get that.
You also believe that, like, come one, come all to a honeymoon. So it's actually weird that you're taking this stance.
I do kind of believe, I like, one of my honeymoons had family there.
Yeah. Which is odd.
They just went, because it was during spring break. So everybody was headed down to the resorts in Mexico and was like, hey, Scott, what's up? My brother Scott was at my honeymoon.
I know. And so now I'm feeling like
he wasn't in the room with the
I know, but I'm feeling like maybe, like, thinking of that, I'm like, it should be just them. You should be able to walk around, make an out at a resort.
Yeah.
And no one's like, hello, you know?
Least of all your children?
Least of all your children.
All right. So John wants to bring the kids. He still plans on finding time to do the stuff.
Yeah, but
you have all day. Okay.
You're so tired from the kids.
You're never too tired for that. Okay. He wants to bring the kids. She's like, let's have a proper honeymoon. Who's right? Who's wrong? Pick a side. 303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We are in the middle of a Great Mate Debate between John and Melissa, and John, they're getting married. He wants to bring his kids from his previous marriage are very little, and he's asking to bring them on the honeymoon so that, you know, the kids feel like a bonding moment.
Right.
With their new, not their new mom, but their new
family. Yeah. Sometimes that can be hard.
And she's like, maybe you don't know what a honeymoon is. It's it's just us. So John and Melissa, you guys have made your cases. Feel free to jump in with these people. And we'll try to get a consensus on whether this is a family-friendly honeymoon or a bad baby honeymoon. Blazin' Bob?
Yai.
Yai. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side.
Wow. Yeah.
My parents,
thank you,
my
brother.
My parents got married. My stepmom and my dad got married when I was about 5, and my twin sisters were about 7. And they didn't tell us anything about the honeymoon. We just thought that they were going on a honeymoon. And the next day they came back to the house, they picked us up, and we all road tripped to California and went to Disneyland.
Oh, cool.
We didn't stay in the same hotel room as them, which is kind of, I don't think you could do that these days, 2 7-year-olds and a 5-year-old in their own hotel room, but, you know, it's different.
Concerning.
But maybe the connector. The connecting door.
Did you have it?
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. And it wasn't weird. They got some alone time and you guys, and you kind of knew what was going on in the other room, or you didn't really, I guess you're not thinking about
it. I don't think at 5 I did. I did know. I do remember that they dropped a stack of quarters on the bed and we had a vibrating bed in our room. So that kept us pretty big.
At Disney?
I feel like I know too much.
Is that why you're called Blazin' Bob? Thank you for the call, man. That's one on his side there. Lori.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. Thank you, Lori. The reason is I was in this scenario almost 31 years ago. It was my second marriage, my husband's first. Obviously, he didn't have any children, but, you know, it was a little sad, like, towards the end of the reception when the kids had to leave with, you know, who...
whomever, whatever orphanage you were pawning them off onto.
Grandpa or...
Here's the quarters.
Yeah. And I did have a little bit of mom guilt, but, you know, they were just fine. And we made so many memories, you know, obviously 31.
Yeah.
They'll be fine. Okay. They need to have their honeymoon.
Thank you.
Yes. But you can... Awesome.
¿Por qué no las dos? You can do both. Mm-hmm. Damien.
Yeah, I got it.
Whose side are you on?
So, I'm on hers for a couple reasons.
Yes.
You're killing me.
One, you guys will have 1 to 2 weeks after you get married to focus on each other. you're going to have the rest of your lives to focus on your kids, right?
Yes. 100%.
As a kid, I remember the years that we went on amazing vacations. I don't remember one year where we didn't, because we remember as kids the fun stuff we did. Your kids are not going to remember that they didn't get a vacation in 2026.
Correct. I think you might be wrong. With everybody having devices or like just pictures in general, like little kids, even though they didn't have devices, we give our kids the Polaroids, they captured photos, and then it was just like it would be a whole summer with not a tostada. Well, a whole year.
When I go back and look at memories, I go back and look at the pictures of when we went to Disneyland or when we went to wherever we went, right? Yeah. I don't focus on the years that we didn't have one for whatever reason, right?
The
main point comes down to, as parents, we focus our entire lives on our kids, and these guys are getting married, and they're going to have 1 to 2 weeks to focus on each other without the kids.
All right, thank you, Damien. But you do focus on those weeks where you didn't have a vacation, those years in therapy. You're like, I remember when my parents left me alone so they could go have fun.
Thank you.
That's so sad for you.
Yeah, but for me, this isn't about not like them not having a vacation. For me, this is about like, you know, me and my ex, we went through a bad divorce. You know, the kids are seeing like the parents separated. I just don't want them to feel like they're being left behind in terms of, like, they've lost what they consider a traditional family. Now I don't want them to think like, oh, dad's taken off and now this is what the norm is going to be. Like, we're just kind of on our own. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's totally valid, and a great, clear conversation beforehand, I think, will make all the difference.
Good communication skills.
We'll be back, babe. We'll be back.
Okay, let's get one more.
From the beginning, me and the kids are a package deal. Like, you can't just have me and not them.
I'm not asking for you and not them for the rest of our lives, just for a little over a week, and then we're back to business, babe.
A little over a week.
Okay,
nice.
Let's get one more in here, and then we'll just tell you what you should be figuring out. Lynn?
Yai.
Whose side are you on, pray tell?
I am definitely on Melissa's side.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, no, you know, I have four children. They're all grown. I have four grandkids. This is a time for the two of you, and I work in an elementary school with second graders. Your kids are probably old enough to understand what's going on. And the fact that Melissa said she has a good relationship with them, I doubt that they feel like you're abandoning them at all.
Okay.
And another thing is you might never get to take a vacation, just the two of you, for years, believe me.
Correct.
Years.
Yeah.
Because your children come first, so now... So from here on, you're going to put their needs first, and as it should be. So enjoy each other. They'll survive.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lynn.
Thank you.
John, other than that first person, it was a skunk, and what did texts look like?
Texts were much more on her side as well.
Yeah.
And I honestly was surprised. I thought we were going to get more people saying, take the kids.
Because, I mean, how much, like, I'm not trying to be weird when I ask this question, but during a 24-hour day, how much time are you boinking? And how much time are you just doing and like...
Well, it's just spending a lot quality time together as well without mom, dad,
quality
dad.
Time.
I can only boy for so long.
Quality time.
All right.
You know, there are a lot of couples after the kids are gone and off to college, they don't know each other and they don't know what to say. You know, I think we got to build a foundation of the two of us as a unit with our family. Because it's going to be the two of us again one day.
Yeah, no. John, are you a good loser or are you a sore loser? Are you good with this? Your kids aren't going.
I think some people made some really good points, and I think setting that foundation is good. So you got it, baby.
Babe, we're going to have memories. I promise. Mm-hmm. We're going to make great memories.
Okay.
Have fun boinking.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I have never seen Erica more excited.
Yeah, I think the entire room's going
to
be excited.
To do News or Nope. Have you?
No.
I mean, she was like, I can't wait for this time to come around in the show. She's like, let's sing the song. Let's get to my story. She's got something really exciting to talk about. Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So.
Okay. So first, what do we do? We got to do the song.
Okay, guys, I've got like shivers running through my body. There we go.
News.
real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
I just want to say, this weather is wild. What? We normally jump straight into the stories, but Hack, you know the forecast. Are we going to keep these 80s and 90s going?
Yeah, even warmer tomorrow.
And, even warmer.
Yeah, we're going to hit almost 90 on Saturday. That little is cooler for Sunday. Wild.
So is this a heat front coming in from the...
Good evening.
From the...
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program. It is official. Taylor Frankie Paul's Bachelorette season has been canceled.
Let's go! Yes.
ABC finally pulled the plug. The season will no longer premiere on Sunday. They basically said in light of the newly released video just surfaced today. By the way, if you have ever been in a domestic violence experience, do not look up this video. It's horrifying. It's
what is on awful. The video? You guys saw that
She's
before.
Fighting with Dakota, but this is a video back from 2023, I believe. And she is literally physically hitting him,
pulling his hair.
Yeah, pulling his hair, trying to tackle him down. He's smart for taking the video. And he's saying, like,
who's shooting it? He's shooting it.
He is filming it.
Yeah, it's like on selfie mode, I think. And he's like trying to explain to her, like, this is violence. Like, you are beating me up. She throws a like bar stool.
Two.
Yeah. And I
at him?
At him. And I think it one like ricocheted off and hit her daughter.
Yes.
But that part, I guess, isn't news. Like, we knew this.
Time out.
We knew it because the cops were called during season one of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
So this happened. Mm-hmm. She not only did not get kicked off of that show, she got to continue on and then was eventually cast by ABC on The Bachelorette. And no one's like,
right.
Maybe we shouldn't.
I want to make something very clear. We talked about this the other day. I said, so we're just promoting someone who has domestic violence charges, like, and we're not concerned about the men. And it's honestly, like, for me to be standing up for men, I know is rare.
Right.
But this woman should never be on television again.
Ever.
She needs to lose her children, I think.
But
for now, at
and
least.
I'm not, like, reality TV is not, I'm not something I'm really into.
Yeah.
But there are 16 men or whatever.
No, like 30, right?
30 men who gave up weeks and weeks of their lives, shot this thing.
Were away from their families and their jobs. And
somebody courted her enough to ask her to, like,
likely proposed, because that's typically how the show ends.
So do we think they're still together?
No. So I think it's actually been publicly. Do we know who he is?
Yes. I saw a leak, but I don't remember his name.
So he proposed and like, were they trying to work it out? And now that this came out, he's like, out?
I'm done.
I don't know.
But all these dudes, do they get paid if the show doesn't air?
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Allegedly. And this one is more allegedly. So ABC for sure pulled the plug on The Bachelorette. I'm really curious to see what they do on Sunday nights now. Because,
are they going to show a previous season?
Maybe.
Or are they going to...
But there's an alleged potential that they're going to sue her for breach of contract.
ABC is.
Because of the spoiling, not even because of having to pull the show. But now I can imagine they might double down.
So excited because it. I know this is a crazy thing to say, but it feels rare for, like, a lot of times the media will go, we already shot it.
And think about how much money they're losing.
Yeah. Like, for them to make the right call.
Yeah.
Good on them.
Finally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Yikes.
But is she off the Real Housewives?
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. They paused filming earlier this week because of all of this.
And girls, everybody else on the show is out. They're like, we're not working with
her. Yeah. So I don't know what's happening with that.
Yeah. They don't want to film with her. I hope they kick her off the show and keep going. I don't even watch the show. Like, I don't even care, but.
That was exciting. I'm really sorry I stalled as long as I did.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is kind of controversial, but I think we know who Banksy is now.
Yeah.
He has been
unmasked, and I don't know if you want...
I heard this? Probably like 4 days ago.
To be fair, I know nothing about it other than maybe it happened.
I didn't know if he was doing this on purpose because of his completely botched Miley Cyrus thing.
Okay. Nope.
Are you just looking up old news and bringing it to
it's not old. It's a couple days. You're right. We talk about everything every day and we missed it, I guess.
I'm dead serious. I'm sorry if I'm offending you. I wasn't sure if you were doing this on purpose. But yes, keep going.
Okay.
Tell us some more about that moon landing.
I don't want to do it. How come we did in the room? It never even came up. Like, it never,
it
like, oh, did you see
but
about
I
banks?
Think you were literally you were out actually of the working. Room.
Oh,
it came up.
Sorry.
In
we
the
don't
room.
Do that.
Yeah, no, okay, oh. But just tell
I am
for
curious.
Anybody who missed okay. it because, you know. The internet.
I was in the room. I was in the room, and I still don't know anything.
They think it's an artist. I don't even know if I want to say his name because there might be people out there listening who are like, I don't want to know because that's kind of part of the cool thing with Banksy and all his art is that you don't know who it is or are there multiple? Like, it's the mystery. So part of me is I'm the guy who wants to know how magic tricks are done.
Yes.
But then this feels different. This feels like we're undoing like years of a career. And
did
like,
you see his picture?
I did.
And is it like? When you see Banksy's art, is in any way, shape, or form that the dude?
Not at all.
You thought
no, but Banksy's been around for 20 plus years,
time.
A long, long time. So in our mind, we still think of him as maybe a younger guy or a more rogue-looking guy than what it's been
he
a long
looks
time.
Looks like he'd be picking up his grandkids at
I know,
a flag football thing. Wouldn't you think he'd at least have a rat tail? Or some, like he goes to fish
Did
concerts?
You see the back of his head?
No, I just don't see, he doesn't.
He doesn't seem artsy at all. He seems like maybe like he works at a bank. Like a like that kind of dad. Is
I
what
love that for him though.
Yeah.
He's just been living this other life.
And that's kind of part of it is he changed his name and that's how they like were able to track him down. Mm-hmm. He changed his name to a very common name to kind of hide in plain sight.
Yeah.
And that's what his look is doing that too. He's hiding in plain sight. So,
okay. Well, TX will have some more riveting stories.
More on Taylor Frankie Paul tomorrow. Here, ABC's not happening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
News today, we've got a new BTS song coming out. They are back together. I don't know if I can say the name of it. I don't know if that's been released. I've heard it. It's phenomenal. I cannot wait to play it.
When can we start playing it? Friday? Tomorrow?
It's midnight, technically, Eastern. So I'm trying to play it at 10, but they say like midnight everywhere. They're saying midnight everywhere, so it doesn't matter where you are. I know.
We're just
going to try to sneak it in.
The song...
Is it four letters, starts with an S?
Yes, I think it's out.
It's out. It's called Swim.
Okay.
Because that's what I'm seeing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay-Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One-time only offer.
You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we print everything you need to get your brand in front of your fans? We print banners and signs that help your business stand out. We print postcards and flyers that get people talking. And we print must-have merch like tote bags, t-shirts, and water bottles. Whether you want a few or a few thousand, we print on everything so that customers can go from noticing your brand to falling in love with it. Right now, new customers can get 20% off with code NEW20. Because if you need it, we print it at Vistaprint.ca.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Slacker Show.
I think I came off as ultra pretentious to somebody in the building, and I'm wondering if this has happened to the three of you.
Because, where you've come off ultra pretentious?
Yeah.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, when it's me, yeah.
Okay. And when you don't take your sunglasses off in the building.
Oh my God, remember that day?
Yeah, it was jarring. Like,
that was so jarring.
I was like, how long is he going to keep them on?
The elevator is like a football field away from us right now, and he made it all the way into his...
Right.
No, but I had things in my hands.
He logged into things with them on.
Yeah. It was wild.
It's called getting in the zone, all right?
No, it's called AutoZone.
So
I was thinking that too, thank you.
I think this could easily happen to any of us because we work in this specific building. So I was waiting for the elevator, and then a nice woman who I've never seen her before, so I don't know if she works here, if she's delivering something, or if she was visiting. Oh. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
What she was doing here. So the elevator doors open to go up. She gets on first, and she says to me, "Oh, what floor are you going up?"
Mm-hmm.
Is this how you know where I'm going?
I do.
Yeah.
And I have to say,
you're not worthy of pushing our floor. You peasant woman, step aside.
Sorry, I'm going to have to scan for that.
Yes. Because you can only get to this floor.
As I'm fumbling my phone to try to get the thing out. What can I do? I need to hit, and I hit the thing, and then she says, "Oh, I guess you have," because our elevators have buttons on both sides. She's like, "I guess you have buttons over there." Because I never really answered her because I was trying to scan it and then say, "Oh, 11, please."
Oh, so you
were gonna let her push the magic number?
But I was, yes, because I didn't want to be rude. She was being nice, and it's I would absolutely let someone push the button for me. It's just not available yet.
It's like you're a kid. It's like, "Leo, do you want to push a button?" But like, no,
it's happened to me before where someone has asked and I say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I have to scan 11.
No, it's
great way to respond. Maybe TX can use some work.
There's just sometimes you just.
But it is also different because you have it on your phone, so it does look like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
I have a key card, so I just tap it and then
that's
go.
What I need.
You did come off as a tool. I don't know how, but there's no real way to tell people because it just feels like I've gotten in the elevator, and then they're not pushing a button, and then I won't do my thing, and there's this standoff where it's like. I'm like, you can't come to my floor. You're not allowed to come to my floor.
Yeah.
We have training about all that.
Yeah. I get nervous because I don't know everyone like still in the building. Sometimes there's people I still don't know what they look like.
Yes.
So I'm like, so then what if they write up and they are like, "Yeah, and I know you." And then
that
like,
actually happened
what
to me.
What floor are you going to?
I did that exact thing. I'm like, "What floor?" They're like, 11. And I'm like, "Oh, I can't do
so
that."
So then what'd you do?
No, I was just like, "Oh, really?" And they're like, "Yeah. We've worked together for like 3 years." And I was like, "Yes, of course."
Your hair looks different today. Asked,
"What'd you do? Did you lose some weight, pig?"
It was me.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
What? This all, okay. We're going down a weird memory lane right now of, I can't believe I wore that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure where it started, but I think it started with Erica showing me a picture of her mom in basically Amish garb.
Yeah.
And it was a bachelorette. I mean, I'm sorry.
A bridesmaid.
A bridesmaid's outfit.
It was like,
what?
Clearly Little House on the Prairie, hand sewn. It was wow. Like, listen, I've met your mom a couple times now, right?
Yeah, she's a cutie. Yeah, you
your mom is,
times.
Please don't let your stepdad be mad at me. Your mom is so much hotter and so much younger now.
Yes.
She looks 100 years old in this, what are you wearing, 38 woman?
38 years ago.
That is so bad.
The bridesmaids were wearing like little hats and like there was a collar on the dress and it had lace.
Is it lacy, like a lacy doily?
Yes. And I believe it's long sleeved as well.
It's just.
And they've got doily socks on. So the dress hits like a couple inches above the ankle and you can see the socks, baby.
She looks like Little Debbie.
Yes.
She does. I would buy little cakes from her.
I can try to get permission to post that.
Oh my God. Do not do that to your mother.
Okay, I won't.
I have some zebra cakes. We can just post the Little Debbie one. It'll be
okay. But do we all have it?
Yeah.
Is there a thing that you look back and you go, what? What?
Uh-huh. I specifically remember for our engagement photos.
Oh, no.
At the time, and a lot of people still wear these, so no offense if you still are on this trend, but the jogger pants were so in, the ones that, they're like khaki pants, but they're super tight with the cuff at the bottom. And I remember thinking, well, of course I'm going to wear my jogger pants in my engagement photos because
what?
One, they're my pants, and two, these are never going to look stupid. They look cool.
Oh.
And what? Now it my the pictures you, look so dated. They look just.
Do you have that handy anywhere?
Yeah.
I need
no!
to see it.
No, you lie.
I
you
need
lie.
To see this.
You don't tell the person who posts social media stuff that you have that picture.
Why did I do that? Why?
That's,
can I just wear I a straight this, leg? Just a timeless. So why right. did I go with like a trend?
Or like a jean.
And yeah. even like joggers are fine now, but there's just a time and a place. An engagement photo is not.
I know we're going to get to the girls because we know you guys did a lot of really bad fashion things, but I have to ask Tiak one
Rude.
More thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you ever put on an Izod or any other polo shirt mm-hmm. and then go, you know what this needs is another polo shirt on top of it?
Absolutely.
Did the girls do that too?
Of course. Wasn't the only one.
You did?
We had lace tank tops with polos for sure.
I did the double polo.
Oh, and you popped both collars.
I don't know if I popped them. Well, I think I folded them. Otherwise, down so you could see both.
No, they're both popped. And it was most of the time for me, black and hot pink.
Oh.
That's the combo. The black with the pink.
Is the black on top and the pink is
it
under?
It doesn't matter. That can go back and forth, Aaron.
Really?
Yes.
So you can wear it 2 days in a row.
Yes. Like, oh, it's black on pink on right. black.
Ours became a way because we had a dress code in high school that we had to wear a polo shirt, but they didn't tell us how many.
Yeah.
So it just became a contest.
So why didn't we go three?
Oh, we did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, for sure.
No, you didn't. Like you never did three polo shirts.
Would you wear the same color one over and over again?
Yeah, because you only blue, yellow, or white. So at least the three.
Oh. So you do blue and white. Yeah. Or you do all three, blue, yellow, white.
Blue, yellow, white, yeah. With the so you look like a... varying. Yeah, it looked terrible. It looked terrible.
You also looked 40 pounds heavier. You have three shirts on.
Were they bigger in size?
It was
size?
Like we were training for wrestling. We're all sweaty by the end of the day.
Ew.
Okay. So we're calling this, are we calling it, I Can't Believe I Wore That?
Yeah.
If you can tell us about something absolutely ridiculous, extra points if you can DM us the photos as well.
Absolutely.
Because we can make a little montage of these.
I will kiss you if you do that.
Wow.
Maybe I will.
Metaphorically.
Yeah.
All right. If you want to tell us what you can't believe you wore, we want to talk to you. 303-222-5423. You can describe them talking to us or you can describe them texting them to us.
I don't have any pictures. Sorry, Erica. But dresses with like the gladiator knee-high sandals.
Oh my gosh. Why was that? I actually don't think I participated, but why was that a trend?
It's still popular at Renfest. At Renaissance Fest.
It belongs in place.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just
like THX joggers.
Yeah. To school? Why?
Yeah.
You really did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they would go like all the way to your knee and it was like, what are we?
And there's just like straps. It's not actually doing anything.
Right. No, they're just, there. Yeah.
Did you ever get weird tan lines from them?
No.
It seems like it would be.
She doesn't tan. She doesn't burns or freckles.
I did get weird tan lines from wearing so many Bermuda shorts.
Mm.
I was a Bermuda short girl.
What is a Bermuda? Like long, almost a capri?
Like right above the knee.
Oh, a butt.
But just touching the kneecap, like not a short, not even like a midi short, to the kneecap where they pad. So many times.
Yeah.
I feel better that you wore them too.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh,
but she just knows.
She
pointed at the girls who did.
Yeah, it was bad. I would wear them with the double polos. I specifically remember I had a plaid that had like a turquoise blue running through it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I've got a turquoise blue Hollister polo.
Oh, everything was so matchy.
Yeah.
Oh.
My shoes were probably the same color.
Oh my God.
I'm going to say something that nobody in this room is going to understand, but there's a generation of men and women who are going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Z Cavaricci. It is a brand name and it is a vibe. Okay. It is a pant that starts just underneath your boobs. It is such a high-waisted pant. Yeah. And instead of just being a button, it's 30 to 40 buttons. So there's probably 4 or 5 buttons at the top. It's got a big Z Cavaricci logo. Then they boom out like hammer pants and then come in.
But they're denim.
Yeah, they're denim. And then they come in real tight cuff.
Okay.
And almost always, mine were gray, but acid washed.
Ooh. Oh.
Such a look. You got him at Jeans West, which was the buckle of the past.
The crotch is in a weird place.
Yeah, it's not great. I would wear that with dos popped collared.
Oh, no.
But you tuck them in because otherwise you're wasting that whole huge high waist with 17 buttons.
Oh, you had to show it off to let people let
it's
them
like
know.
It's like a status symbol.
Oh, my God.
You're stupid. High waist. Like, that's not where your waist is. It was definitely above my belly button.
Well, I feel like for women, like we have higher waists maybe, but like sometimes. If you're talking like up, like right below your bra, that's crazy.
It was insane how high these pants were.
And it's just so much extra fabric. It's like they're just like, throw some in the crotch, throw some in the waist.
Too much. They were like, we got to get rid of this.
Just for buttons. And I'm not trying to be weird, but like if you're going to have relations, it's like, we don't have time. Because this is going to take me an hour to get these off.
Right. And then try to get them back on.
He's like, unbutton. He's trying to be like seductive. Yeah. And it's like, seriously, can we just burn these? Can we cut them off of you?
Let alone to get the two polos to lay right again. You're like, I'm not taking them off. Sorry.
All right. Well, it's fashion disasters. I can't believe I wore that. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so we're talking about, I can't believe I wore that.
Mm-hmm.
The things that, I just can't get over the popping two collars and a polo shirt. There's no reason to wear two shirts at the same time.
There's not, but we did it like girls with the dang lace trimmed camis under
which those
everything.
Are kind of making a comeback.
The cami, like a camisole? Like,
with a shirt over it, so only the lace trim is peeking
out. It would have like
out.
A thick thing of lace so you could put your shirt over it and have it peek out. I don't, and maybe up at the top too if it was a V-neck.
Did you guys wear the stupid, you guys probably liked them, and like it was a like a dress or whatever, but the elastic was right under your boobs. So then it was like.
Or they were like
Empire
belts.
Waist.
Yeah, it was like. And so, like, you couldn't see any, it was just
like dream come true.
No, I mean, it was just a weird
look.
It's not look.
A great look.
Mm. It's not
like
a great look.
That's kind of coming back. Yeah. Like a high, like.
That, like, business casual at the club is coming back.
Oh, my God, business casual at the club. What were we doing?
I don't know. You know what I want to come back is low-rise jeans.
Why?
I don't know. Just
You like a girl's butt crack?
Just
Yeah. Sue me.
Just comes in. No, it's like the hip bone thing.
Okay, well, as women everywhere, I think we can say they are not.
They're not. No, I bet they come back. You want to bet?
You will never see me wearing a low-rise jean.
Maybe me.
Okay, that's not what we wanted.
Andrea?
Yai.
Yai. What can't you believe you wore?
Well, I will say I was 6. When I thought I was cool, but I will also say that I wore them on Tuesday of this week. It is a pair of green troll earrings.
Oh, the little troll doll with the fuzzy hair?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes,
are they
pair
the
of
same
earrings
pair?
Of trolls.
Yeah, do you
it
have
is
your
the same pair? I've had it this whole time and I'm a teacher, so my students love it.
Okay,
that's
it
cute.
Works out
well. Yeah.
How big are the troll dolls? Are they not like yanking your
they
ears out?
Little ones.
Oh, little.
Well, you said you wanted a picture. I'll send you a picture.
Oh yeah.
Yes,
oh
my God.
And are the trolls naked? Do they have clothes?
Yes, they have. No, they have. They have a butt.
They're
they
naked.
Have their butt sticking.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put them in some low-rise jeans.
DM us at the Slacker Show. We need to see these.
We need a lot of these DMs. We just lost the other person who was on the phone. Do you remember what they were going to say?
He said, oh, yeah. He said he wore knee-high Chuck Taylors. Knee-high Converse.
Oh, yes. That was very punk with the studded belts.
Yeah,
the, like, plastic studded. Yeah,
studs on them.
The square.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
If you have a picture of that dude, I know if you're still listening.
Yeah.
Do you know what a Benetton shirt is?
Benetton? Yes.
Benetton? What is that?
It was just a brand. It was like all kind of like worldly. They were trying to pretend like it was, I don't know if there's anything like it.
I don't.
But it was
know
like.
What I'm looking for.
I'm seeing like Benetton Formula One. Oh, it's like the squares.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. Well,
did somebody say they had Benetton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tight. Rolling jeans. Someone said I cut off my circulation.
Yeah.
Can I ask this question? Because I genuinely want this back. And I don't know. I swear to you, I'm not trying to like be inflammatory. I loved capris for men. It was just a vibe where It's like a Bermuda, except it's a lot, like, it's past the knee, like, by quite a bit.
Do not start wearing them again.
It's so freeing. And then, like, if you're
on... I think they're fine, actually.
Aaron, are you trying to help him never date again?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I understand the hypocrisy in what I'm about to say.
Do you, Aaron?
I do. And so I ask that you guys give me grace. And just okay. Let me explain. Thank you.
Okay.
How do you guys do public speaking?
Sorry, I didn't react.
Erica, give me grace.
I'm not good at it.
I don't know that that's true. Like,
yeah, I don't know if I believe true. That.
Because there's a difference between public speaking. I don't know that I would be good at public speaking, but getting on a stage, I can talk to 20,000 people.
Same.
If all I have to do is, how you doing, everybody? Like,
rather
whatever.
Rather than give a talk?
Yeah.
What version are you discussing?
I could do in front of 20,000 people easily. This, on air. I will talk about anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But talking in front of our sales team, 20 people... who know me pretty well. Oh my God, my heart is pounding just thinking about it.
I was warm.
Yeah?
It is. I will say this, as a former musician, that's a real thing, just period. Like, I was more nervous. Like, when you're playing for 20,000 people,
I'm literally
so much,
shaking just thinking about it.
It's so much that you can't, you just go, and you're like, right. It's overwhelming amounts. So then, I don't know if you have the same feeling about heights. Like, when I'm 50 feet up, I am pooping my pants. But when you're 300 feet up, I'm not. Because you're like,
pretty far
at
up
50
me.
Feet, you're probably going to die, but there's a chance you live super disfigured and stuff.
Oh, my God.
And at 300, you're done. So it doesn't matter. Like, there's just a threshold where it's like you just shoot the moon.
When are you at these heights?
Like, like this height right here. Mm-hmm. Versus the Grand Canyon. Like, there's something about...
You would totally die jumping off of the off of here.
Off of here?
Yeah.
If you hit a tree on the way down, you may not.
Sounds like a branch through my body.
I know, but I still think you've got to... We're at 110 feet.
Aaron jokes about jumping off the roof a lot, and she's like, oh, no.
Does it make sense that there are levels of... fear, and there's a point where the fear is so overwhelming, 20,000 people, where it just becomes comical.
Yeah.
And then at, like, I've played shows.
Like, intimate shows.
And it's like, when I had to play a guitar solo with Knox, I needed a beta blocker so hard. Mm-hmm. I sucked because I was shaking. And I've never shaken playing guitar in my life. It's because the fans were literally as close as you are right now. And I'm like, oh, I don't like that. I want to be... Yeah. 5 feet, like, I'm normally looking down at your eyes. We're making eye contact. Mm-hmm. They're at the same level.
Right.
And then when it's salespeople, people you know, it's like, hey, I don't get nervous because I know all those people more. I've been doing this 20 some years. You guys.
I know them all decently well, but I don't know. It's such a weird thing because, like, my brother, he had asked if I wanted to read a passage thing at my sister's funeral. Absolutely not.
But that's different because you're just going to be a wreck.
I think I could do it no matter what, but just seeing everyone there, like, I couldn't.
Like, being up close with people.
Yeah. Is it weird that, like, if you could just turn the mic around? Like, if you guys were just staring at the back of my head, I could do it. But when you're like if you had gone up in front of everybody, all the salespeople, and then
and
just like looked
around
at me. And said, okay, my name's Erica. And blah, blah, blah. Then it's different because then you're looking directly at Cindy and Sally and Sid.
Like, I wasn't looking at anyone.
No, you guys were weird and you had your phones and you, like, read notes.
I had notes for people so I wouldn't forget
them. We were talking about you.
But it's smart because I forgot stuff.
Right.
Oh.
Forgot stuff and I had notes.
Okay.
Are you a public speaking guy, Huck?
Yeah, was I supposed to be nervous yesterday?
Okay, you're the one.
He is a guy, with 2 seconds notice, got asked to host, to MC somebody's 40th birthday.
Yeah.
And, like, roast master, do the whole thing. And I was like, this is rude. This isn't enough notice. Like, I was mad on your behalf. And you're like, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's different because I did prepare for that one. Just like that, I had my notes for when we spoke for the sales staff, and I prepared, like I wrote jokes and I kind of mapped the night.
Okay. For the sales staff?
No. My name's T. I'll be here all week.
I don't know. I just don't think of it. I just like, all right, we got to go. We got to talk. And you just talk. Everyone is expecting you to speak. So you just go. Give them what they're expecting. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same because I've DJed weddings, and the first few weddings I've DJed, you feel like, oh my gosh, everyone's looking at me. Everyone thinks I'm... No, they're not. You're just the DJ in the corner. They're not paying attention. They're expecting you to make an announcement. And you feel so like,
Do you not feel pressure in regards to the songs and making sure that like the party's going at all?
That right. I do. Yeah, okay. For sure. Right. But to get
the
on
the talking
mic,
part?
No, I just...
But at a wedding, you're right. They're not looking at you. Yeah. What if it's your own wedding?
Are you nervous about that?
I need a beta blocker. I know I need one. I will be
honest.
You're
going to do drugs before you do your vows?
Yes, because at weddings where I was just the maid of honor, I have nearly passed out standing up there. And I don't lock my knees. It's just there's so much adrenaline in that moment. And I think that's what it is when we're standing and looking
at
people.
Building up my legs into my chest. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely do drugs and mix it with alcohol.
I'm kind of, because of what, do you know how many people are listening right now?
Yeah, I can't see them.
There's probably at least 12.
That doesn't faze me at all.
Most of them are in like three cars.
Right.
Well, I was counting the four of us.
Oh, okay. Right.
So,
and my mom.
And your mom, yes. Right. And like Costco Jamie.
Right.
But she's listening tomorrow.
Okay.
She's hearing this right now, tomorrow.
You guys, is something wrong with me? I don't relate.
No, that's a really good quality.
But I also have the thing where like, I will say the joke and I know it's not going to do well. And that's funny to me. It's still funny.
You have a Norm MacDonald thing.
A little, yeah. And so it doesn't, either way, it's just
Norm MacDonald?
You would recognize his voice for sure.
Okay. Dude, the moth joke? The moth joke.
Say it louder. Yeah. Maybe she'll know again.
Yeah. The moth joke!
That doesn't really work on me. Sorry.
Okay, that's maddening. You are definitely different.
Yeah. Is there something people like Aaron and I can do that's
not drugs?
Yes.
I think it's literally take a public speaking class.
No.
I don't have time for that before the wedding.
Because you know how to speak.
Do I?
It's up for debate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay-Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25, while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One time only offer.
You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we print everything you need to get your brand in front of your fans? We print banners and signs that help your business stand out. We print postcards and flyers that get people talking. And we print must-have merch, like tote bags, t-shirts, and water bottles. Whether you want a few or a few thousand, we print on everything so that customers can go from noticing your brand to falling in love with it. Right now, new customers can get 20% off with code NEW20. Because if you need it, we print it at Vistaprint.ca.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine. Dude, this is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I
Your marriage is screwed.
I don't think so at all. I think this has literally zero to do with our marriage. Zero. Because what, truly, what does it matter?
You're going to have kids at some point, and yep. This will matter.
Okay, so what we're talking about is that my parents, neither set, because I have my mom and dad, they're both remarried. Okay. I call them all my parents, have met Dane's parents.
They've never
met. And the wedding is rapidly approaching.
They've never, but they've FaceTimed.
No.
Or
have they ever been
exchanged
on
emails?
Yeah, shared text thread. A group
no,
text.
No, no group text.
So
they've been on wedding emails, but no one's like responded.
I'm not crazy,
no,
right?
No,
I've been married.
No, she is.
Right. That's
I truly did not think this was a big deal until it just like kind of came up and you guys looked at me like I had four heads.
So they're going to meet at your wedding?
They're going to meet the Thursday before.
We have to be there and watch.
Is this a movie or something? Is this a Ben Stiller movie?
But it is so a Ben Stiller movie. No.
How can you not see that this is not good?
Why would it not be good though? Like, what about it? What does it matter how well our parents get along?
I'm not allowed to do what I'm going to do right now, but I'm going to do it anyway. Hack.
Yeah, turn it on him.
It's not great. Like, if they're not, if it's not a, it just gets weird. Like, have you ever had, I know you have, because I've been to a party where they were, I think I was. Or
no. No,
it's only been really, one set or the other.
Yeah, one or
so
the other.
So they don't
been
cross
there
paths?
With both.
You have?
Yes.
And is it good or bad? Like, you can't say.
I will not say.
Can I just say, this proves my point. No matter when they meet, their relationship will be their relationship. Like, I can't change that by being like, and then 2 months before the wedding, we must all meet and have dinner. Because it's like, it doesn't matter.
Does matter when you have kids, like, because that's when they're going to have to spend time together. And it's better if you've already got a feel for how they're going to interact.
I'm not sure that they will spend much time together. I think
when you have kids, your mom's going to come out.
For sure. My mom will be first shift.
Your husband is an only child.
I like the sound of that.
His mom is going to come out.
Probably not immediately.
She's going to want to come out.
And we will do that very quickly, but I don't think when it's...
And you don't think there's going to be any overlap?
Maybe, but who cares?
She thinks she's in charge.
I know.
Hey, guys. I'm scared.
What? I'm not my parents meeting. Here's the thing. I think that for me, I've spent most of my life at this point with divorced parents. So I'm already bouncing between two families.
Okay.
And they don't intertwine a whole lot, if you can imagine.
Okay.
They all are very cordial with each other, actually. I feel like my step-parents think the other step-parent is a hoot, which is the funniest. There should be a movie about it. There absolutely should be. So I don't think adding another parent group into the mix is that crazy.
For you.
Correct.
What about his parents who have had an only child and not the same setup? This is all brand new to them.
Testify. Don't stop.
Your Honor.
She's looking at me like she wants me to stop. I'm feeling a little uncomfortable.
No, but I don't want you to stop.
No, go for it. I
also think it's, to me, it seems unusual that like he would have proposed in the first place without you guys meeting.
Yeah. That's,
without them meeting. Like, to what? Not have
okay, your... That's too far.
To not have no, his even dad a group and text. Your dad text that night yeah. or something and just be like, "Kids, the kids did it, like, can't wait." You know
what happened with you?
We're...
I think they definitely met, for sure.
We're
I think
not there was a, kids. We met so much older.
I know, but...
I just don't...
But even like a group text of a picture from the proposal.
But see,
nothing
I don't
like
put
that.
My own parents on a group text. Right?
Because so it's like, they're separated.
We, yeah, and they're fine. They wouldn't mind being on a group text, but it's like, then the group text ends.
Here's what I don't think you're getting. And I don't know how to explain it, but let me... Okay. They might come together and be great, which would be okay. great. And then this whole conversation is for naught. But they might not. Like, okay. It might be weird. So what you want is that to happen 6 months ago so that everyone can spend this next time like getting ready. It's like, well, we're going to see Sally. I'm not saying your mom's name is Sally. Be like, we're going to see Sally mm-hmm. and you know what a bee she is. So Madge, you got to calm down. You got to be nice at the thing. Mm-hmm. And they're getting ready for, they already know they don't get along and then they're ready for your wedding. If it's oil and water and the first time you put oil and water together is just before the wedding, nobody's used to the friction. They don't know. They're not going to know how to act. And
good
they're going to.
I'm just saying. I just think that oil and water are going to be oil and water forever. And I genuinely don't think each. I now have like three sets of parents, basically. Each of them is not super similar. And I think that Dane's parents have like an understanding of like, also, all of them different states. Not the overlap.
That's why it's okay that they haven't met in person, but I cannot get over the like no share.
There's just certain things, maybe I am a control freak, but like there's certain things that you need to know going into your wedding because things will go wrong. And if your mom is doing some weirdness and it, conflicts.
My mom's never the weird one.
No, but if she's doing things that she...
No, I'm telling you, she's so emotionally mature.
But, I mean, what if it doesn't mesh with Dane's mom's... I'm just... Okay, look. Then, you and I have had lots of alcohol together on different occasions. Yeah. So you have a pretty good idea of allowing me mm-hmm. at an open bar, and you kind of clearly feel comfortable enough to allow me to come to your wedding. You know
which
what's going to...
Which is wild.
Which is wild. But you don't know what happens with an open bar and your mom, open bar and her mom, open bar and his that mom. Dad with any combination of your dads. Like, this is,
but
there
I
is such a
lot
wild card.
Of time mm-hmm. with Dane's parents drinking. So I'm like, I do pretty much know them. They just get a little chattier.
But you have six people who are all going, this is our day. It's your day. You're in Dane's, but... It's our day because our yes. son's getting married. Yes. It's our day because our daughter's getting married and we want certain things. We expect
yes.
other certain things.
Yes. Dude. Hear me out real quick.
She's still in charge.
303-222-5423. If Hack and I are way off, great. Tell us. You guys are wrong. Or is Eric, like...
I'm going to wear a GoPro to the wedding. And just,
wait, please do. I would love that. Give me that footage of whatever your table is doing.
You don't...
I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
Whatsoever, because I am the only person in the room who has met all of these people. And I can understand they're not all going to become best friends, but they're all going to be like, this is such a special day. How great. I don't know why. This, also, we're not in the 1960s anymore.
You're right.
This is just how it is.
Erica, you're right.
I always
to quote
am.
My good friend, T-Hack.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
I think I need. I'm considering betrayal.
Oh,
you're considering what?
Betrayal?
Like
betrayal
you are going
against whom?
I need to use my words carefully here. Ooh. Say I have a hairstylist. Oh, who I really
boy.
Like.
Oh boy, don't do that. Mm. Don't do this on the radio.
I'll say okay. I have a hairstylist okay. who I really like and who is in a shared salon perhaps, and she was out when I needed my hair done. And so she said, why don't you go to my other stylist? Then I'll catch you when I'm back.
Oh, no.
This
is all hypothetical, right?
This is hypothetical. Maybe it's about a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely about a friend.
I don't think anyone believes that.
I preferred the stand-in hairstylist to my usual, but because they're in a shared salon.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't break up with them?
You can.
How awkward that is.
You can break up with the one, but you can't go to the other one.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
You just say, hey, I really like what they did. I want to try it again.
That's rational.
And that's not a betrayal.
I feel like they could go, I can just do it for you. You know? And then you're going to walk in there every time to get your hair done. And it's like, hey, you know?
Yeah.
It's just business.
I know it's just business.
I've done it before.
You've done the switch?
Very similar thing. I've done it before, a little different, where I had a guy.
Yeah.
And I had to go back to get it kind of fixed. And he was there, but he was busy. So then somebody else fixed it. And they did a wonderful job of fixing it. So it was double awkward because you do that like, hey, I'm back.
But you like
your thing. And
I'm sorry. You like did the in front. Like it's the.
Yeah. Because
did the deed while they watched.
Yeah, I keep wanting this. We'll see.
A little bit, yeah.
We'll find out later if they beep this, but you did your hairdresser.
Like, I said that one
you
time.
You did when you thought we were talking about cockles.
Cockles.
The cockles of your heart.
I don't know what cockles are.
I don't either.
Okay.
I don't. Maybe that's what I like so much about it.
So he was just sitting in his chair.
He was cutting somebody else.
Working.
He was working. Yeah.
We all know the chair we're talking about.
We do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and now
there's always a chair.
Do you feel awkward when you go? Like the next time you went in,
sorry.
Are you talking about the chair?
Yes! Oh my God! What is understood need not be discussed. Like, what are you doing?
I'm just making sure those boys are working.
Okay.
So, Hack, when you went back the next time, and you're like, I'm actually going to go to this new person. Did you have to make the eye contact?
I think the first couple times I tried to see, because it's a place where you just schedule, you can see everyone's schedule.
That's exactly, is it where
you,
I think it
you
is?
You booked yourself, yeah.
Well, let's just say it's Floyd's.
It's Floyd's, yeah. I love Floyd's. It's great. And even the first guy was great, too. I went to him for a long time. And then
you could go online and go, say your guy's name is Tom. You can go on and go, Tom, he's off on Thursday. Go look at Jim. Oh, Jim is there. So I'm going to book Jim on a Thursday.
Boom, boom, okay.
So go according to your own schedule. And
who
cares?
You do not.
This scenario I'm talking about for my friend, that is not an option.
They're going to both be there.
Yeah, that's not an option. Yeah.
Or okay. You won't know. So you'll be rolling the dice and this person
would
go.
I also can almost guarantee.
What's your friend's name? Let's just call her Erica.
what if we called her like Chandler?
Erica. I think Erica. Okay, so your friend Erica walks in. And both the girls turn around and go, Erica! And you're just like,
or
and
it's one like, goes, you have to, Erica, you're not on my schedule today, are you?
It's like, no.
I think
sit
it would
in the chair.
Require a very specific conversation.
Yeah, no.
And I don't think I can do it, but I really loved my hair with the other girl.
Yeah. And to be fair to you, you probably have a much deeper connection.
To my friend.
To your friend.
Friend Erica. Just say Erica.
Okay, yes. To be fair to Erica. You have a deeper connection and probably a deeper relationship with your hairstylist than I did. I'm kind of in out. Doesn't take me very long.
Floyd's does not take a long time.
We're not really chatting that much. It's kind of.
You like David. David's a beard
like
guy.
It.
You
the
like,
beard guy.
Yeah,
beard
I do.
Yes. It's like that with a lot of like women's things, like your spray tan, your nails, your hair. Like you get real
chat,
personal.
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
With a spray tan person?
You're naked.
I know you're naked, but that's why.
All the tea, it all gets shared. No, it's so
great. I'm not going to talk. I'm going to be like holding the boobs. Like if I was a girl.
You can't hold them because then you're.
Oh, so you're just out and you're just like, so crazy weather.
This happened.
Bend over a little and you're like, all right, get the cheeks. I'm not kidding.
I am always a little uncomfortable maybe when my wife comes home and it's like, you were naked somewhere.
With someone.
Like,
yeah.
Who was
and they
there?
Was like with a,
who was all there? Yeah.
They sprayed up under.
They're professionals.
Right. And like, it's usually a woman. It's always
usually.
It's always a woman.
Usually. I sit in every once in a while.
There's always a chair in the room though.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
No. Erica just asked me a question off air, and I just want everybody to know the answer is no. There is not enough money in the world.
You literally talked about one of these yesterday.
No. I did what?
You talked about one of these yesterday.
I talked about licking it. I didn't talk about...
No.
Yes, I did.
Hold on. No.
I just love people are like, what are they talking about? And even we don't know. But I know I talked about licking
it. You talked about Rice Krispie Treats.
Yes.
And one of the flavors is... Rice Krispies.
Yeah, but you know what it doesn't have? Rice Krispies.
Yeah. How is that a flavor?
Yeah, it's not.
I don't know.
The flavor is just marshmallow.
And rice.
What's with all the questions? Let's just get to it.
Okay, so we talked the other day about Peeps. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know why we did. It's also, do you know the name of the person who dropped him off? That was a very nice...
I can look it up real quick. Maybe we don't want to say.
A listener dropped off some different
Peep
flavors.
I want to say it starts with an R. Hold on.
Reginald.
Oh, nope, Robert. I lied. Kenneth.
Yeah, no, very so close. Close.
Well, thank you. That was awesome. We love
Kenneth
that.
Dropped off some butter beer and some other flavors. We didn't get to see them all. Some of them just, like, it's
vanished.
A radio station. And I will tell you this. I've never been, I've worked in prisons that there's less theft than here.
Yeah.
And it's not just the people on the air.
No,
like,
no,
the salespeople. Yeah. Like Longmont Dairy, I'm going to call this one out. Longmont Dairy one time. T-Hack talks about Longmont Dairy one day. And I'm so proud when he does because I'm like,
I'm
from Longmont. Mm-hmm. And Longmont Dairy, hey, Royal Crest, you're doing a great job. Love you. You're awesome. I haven't had your milk, but I'm going to tell you, I don't even know what your milk tastes like, but it can't be better than Longmont Dairy. It cannot be better than Longmont Dairy.
I love Longmont Dairy. So good.
And you guys legit get it at your house. This is not an endorsement.
I emptied the cooler this morning.
Oh,
God. Literally, what time do they come? At like 3 in the morning or something?
Sometimes they come at night even.
Have you ever seen? The dude has a headlamp on.
Exactly.
He's like spelunking.
And he is hustling.
He's hustling.
He's got places to go.
Yeah.
He drops off like what you use in an icy, that kind of ice. It's like shaved ice. Oh. Just goes... And then puts all the milk, and you're like, they have hell of a good dips and things like that. And you guys get eggs probably. And they just put it all in your thing.
Cream,
anyway,
all that.
We did a thing after TIAC had kids. We talked about how great Longmont Dairy was. They heard it.
Yeah.
They advertise. BJ in the morning actually is one of their endorsers, I believe. They dropped off some product for you. All sorts of different whatevers.
Yeah, different. There was like root beer milk and all the different flavors that they have. Yeah.
By the time we got in here... There was one chocolate milk left for T-Hack. They dropped stuff off for T-Hack.
Right.
And the vultures up in this hood just were like, rah! And just cleaned it out.
You're reopening an old wound. Yes, that is true.
And just to be fair, since we said his name, I don't think it was BJ.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
Right.
BJ gets stuff from, it wasn't him.
Right, like,
BJ had already gone home, I think.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This was... The people in radio, if something is sitting on a table, they go, is that the free table? And it's like, no,
it's
that's a
just
table.
A table.
That's just a table.
Right.
I've actually taken tables.
That is actually true,
gosh.
Too. Like, so this dude drops off some Peeps and it's just like, rah!
Yeah, we didn't get to try it. We think he dropped off Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, there was Dr. Pepper, Dr. Peeper, Butterbeer, Rice Krispie, and Pop-Tart.
And the only one,
all of them,
yeah,
dropped off.
And we only got
Butterbeer.
The other three,
yikes.
Okay, so wherever they ended up,
all that to say,
Longmont Dairy, I still love you. I want to try the root beer milk so bad.
Don't ask.
He's having such a struggle with getting. Dr. Pepper isn't root beer.
No,
never mind.
No, but here's my point. If you ask. They'll drop some off tomorrow morning.
You're right. No, I will just.
And I don't want to call out the person I know who did it.
Okay, don't.
But you know who you are.
Hey, let's not.
Let's not.
Makes me want to take a swim.
So Aaron,
the people who know who work here, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
So I went to the store today.
Okay. Yeah.
And I found the Pop-Tart Peeps, the Rice Krispie
Treat. Gross.
Rice Krispie Treat Peeps.
Gross.
Couldn't find the Dr. Peeper, but I did find Sunny D.
Sunny D.
Sunny
Peeps.
D alarms me a little.
I think it's going to be like an orange sickle.
Okay. Yeah. It's,
do you know
yeah.
what I think it's going to be like?
Don't say it.
It's going to be like, do you know how you brush your teeth and somebody goes, you want some orange juice? And you're like,
that's
it's
mint.
Be like that.
They're not minty.
No, it's the, have you ever had orange juice after you brush your teeth?
Yes. It's the mint and the orange that aren't great together.
I know, but Sunny D on a peep is going to be the same kind of combination. First, Sunny D, inferior to actual orange juice. Marshmallow, inferior to toothpaste. So it's like, it's just the worst version.
I brush my teeth with marshmallows every night.
Yeah. Why they're so
what are we doing? Are we taking the sommelier, the master palate that is Culver's eating tea hack, and are we going to let him try them all, or is everybody going to eat? I'm not going to eat any. I'll just tell you right now.
I would try one of each for sure, but tea hack definitely needs to.
Why don't we have each of you try one flavor on the air?
And try to describe it?
Yes.
Okay, I was like, I cannot eat more than one peep right now.
No. I wanted to do like three or four of each.
You can go as far as you want to go.
But like, why haven't you been opening them this entire time?
Well, because they're errands.
Do you want Sunny? No, we're sharing.
Let me try them all, yeah. Okay. I'll try. I'll do the Sunny D.
I don't care. I'll try whatever.
I'm going to give Erica the Pop-Tart, and then I'll do Rice Krispies.
Mine are very cute.
That's disgusting, man.
So they look like the strawberry Pop-Tart, like, sprinkles on top.
All right, I've got, oh, wow, there's a scent.
They're really not
there's
called.
There's a scent already?
Yeah.
Strawberry Peep Tarts. They are blowing it over at Peeps.
Strawberry Peep Tart.
Like, you guys, you got to...
Why do Peeps make me think of my dog? He's so cute. Okay.
What is that one?
This one is a Rice Krispie treat, so it's just white.
Gross.
Okay. Mine's the Sunny D.
Are orange. You going to lick them, or are you going to just fire them down?
Why would we lick them?
Because that's the only good part, is maybe the flavor.
Cute. The Peep Tart.
Okay.
Okay.
Everybody, I am going to just... Oh, God. Erica's already out. She can't even...
The smell.
It smells like fake.
It smells like fake strawberry.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is really good.
Yeah, this part
of it. Does it taste like a Rice Krispie treat?
It has another flavor to it, but it's subtle, and so it's not really a Rice Krispie treat.
Does it have like a little bit more vanilla?
Maybe,
to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Erica?
This tastes like something I've had before.
Pop-Tart?
The problem is, I don't. Maybe it tastes like the filling.
Okay, that's probably what it was
the best part.
Supposed to be.
It's almost sour.
Oh.
Okay. And Hack?
The Sunny Peep was very good.
His Peep is gone, and I have about 80% of mine left.
Yeah, I'm coming over for that.
All right, so we got to wrap this up. The Longmont Dairy van just pulled up, and they're pulling the wheels off of it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I got a story. The cops are resorting to really weird ways to chase people.
Oh.
Nice.
You're not going to like this.
No. Okay.
Okay.
I've got a story. I think this man might need to learn to read.
Oh, that makes me sad. No.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Italy.
It's about Italy.
Italy.
Oh.
Italy. Ciao, bella.
Abbondanza.
Sparo.
I'm a little worried about this Italian man. It's not. He was at court at the courthouse to pay a couple parking tickets.
Okay.
And he went inside, paid the tickets.
Okay.
He returned to his car and went, oh my gosh, I parked in a no parking zone. So he had a ticket.
At the courthouse. To pay for a parking ticket.
Exactly. So he took that ticket, went inside, paid it, no problem. The problem is he didn't move his car. So upon returning back to his car,
oh my gosh,
there was once again a parking ticket there.
Oh, that's entrapment.
No,
they're tricking him. That's illegal.
Don't move your car.
That's illegal.
My Fiat.
I also am like, how many times are they doing the circle around the courthouse? Like, they're just waiting for you to do
this. They're just like, dude, he just took the ticket inside. Let's hit him again.
The people actually felt bad for him inside the courthouse, and they said, enough for you. That's we enough. Take care of this one.
You started parking in the real places.
Just move your car. Yeah. So.
Do you think that was really insulting to Italian people, what we just did? Yeah.
Okay. I do. Right.
Was it the Sparrow part when it went
weirdly
too far?
Probably not the worst.
Okay.
Yeah.
My story out of Florida. So there was a dude in Florida.
Help.
Florida! They were just chatting.
Florida.
They were chatting with a 28-year-old dude named Chase Cruz.
Oh,
I don't think you're going to be able to catch this guy if you get my drift.
Chase Cruz,
they were just chatting with him. They suspected him of something. And then he just ran away.
Oh.
And the police were like, oh, no, there he goes. What are we going to do? And then he's like, they'll never be coppers. You can't catch me. He jumped into the Halifax River. swam pretty far in.
Weren't there like alligators in Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's the end of my story. He was killed and eaten by an armed alligator.
Chase Cruz no more.
He jumped into the Halifax River. He swam way far out. And then he looked up and there were two police officers on paddle boards.
Oh my God.
Just like, keep him in the trunk.
Pull over.
They have like a handheld siren. They're like, we got you, man.
Pull over, Brad.
Yeah, he was like, come on. And he was arrested for a whole bunch of stuff.
He's not called Chase Swims for nothing. Well, he's not called
Chase Swims. You're right.
His name's Chase Cruz.
Ruined my own joke. Chase. T-Hack must have something.
You stole it. That was what I was going to say.
I ruined it for everyone.
Guys, we're drowning.
Thank you.
Oh,
he's going to give us the paddle.
There we go. How do you think they got handcuffs on him in the water? That's just a genuine question. Did he have to sit on the paddleboard and get paddled back to shore?
How embarrassing.
Yeah.
Did I tell you what state it was in? It was Florida. Those were all the stupid... Okay. People Florida. We could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spring is here and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay-Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One time only offer.
You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we print everything you need to get your brand in front of your fans? We print banners and signs that help your business stand out. We print postcards and flyers that get people talking. And we print must-have merch like tote bags, t-shirts, and water bottles. Whether you want a few or a few thousand, we print on everything so that customers can go from noticing your brand to falling in love with it. Right now, new customers can get 20% off with code NEW20. Because if you need it, we print it at Vistaprint.ca.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.